Elliott Lake's Recreation and Culture Department hosted what can only be described as a successful town hall meeting with about 60 residents taking part on Tuesday evening at the Collins Hall. The department's director Carrie Kluke told those who attended the meeting about the many programs being planned and being undertaken by her department and shared the podium at times with Economic Development Manager Steve Antunes. Both departments share overlapping work in their efforts to improve the community and attract people to Elliott Lake on a tourist or permanent basis. Kluke vowed that her department will respond to questions she was unable to answer directly at the meeting and evaluate suggestions for improvements to recreation facilities. Several individuals at the meeting were concerned with the city's ballparks. They believe the recreation department should maintain the three parks already in place at Parson Park, Kiwanis Park, and Burley Park. The city is considering removing the ball diamond at the Kiwanis Park to move the skate park there as part of a total renovation of the park off Dieppe Avenue. The condition of some recreation facilities, including the multi-use Kiwanis Park with its ballpark, skateboard park, winter outdoor rink, tennis court and kids' playground facility, and the condition of the trailway system popular with hikers in Elliott Lake and area surrounding the area also drew questions. One person urged Kluke and her department to keep children in mind when considering upgrades to city parks or eliminating one of the ball diamonds. One of the major concerns raised at the meeting was a lack of public information on the progress of work of major interest, including ongoing repairs to the swimming hall and when residents might expect the popular facility, which closed late last year, to reopen. There was also interest in when renovations to the former movie theater downtown being converted to an artist studio hub might be completed and opened. What may have caught the city representatives off guard was a question about the city plans for the upcoming 70th anniversary in 2 years and whether a parade is planned for this year's Uranium Heritage Day celebration at the end of June and beginning of July. A parade this year is apparently under discussion with city service clubs, with an outside concert already set at the arena parking lot on June 30 featuring headlining band The Trues. Another concern residents raised is the ongoing problem with dog owners failing to pick up after their pets on the popular trails and the problem with geese droppings at the local beaches, particularly Spruce Beach, which has been rated as an environmental pearl. One resident suggested a cleanup should be considered in conjunction with Earth Day on Saturday. Community activist Steve Calverley congratulated the city for hosting town hall meetings by the various departments and said attendance, about 60 people, at the recreation meeting shows interest is growing among residents about what is happening in their city.